You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Every holiday season, the Rogue Valley is filled with a wide variety of Christmas celebrations, and one of the more unique ones is the annual Christmas on a Covered Bridge. This year, the celebration is on December 13th, produced by the McKee Bridge Historical Society. Joining me in the studio are two of the leaders from the McKee Bridge Historical Society. Laura Ahern is the president. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Mike.
And Valerie Vilbig is vice president. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you, Mike.
So before we talk about the annual Christmas celebration, tell me about the McKee Bridge itself and why the Historical Society even exists.
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. The Applegate River can be awfully treacherous, and the early county roads required travelers to actually take their buggies or their horses through the river. The county finally built a road on the east side and required them to dynamite and cantilever into a cliff. This place became known as Dead Horse Hill. During World War I, there was a copper mine up in the Siskiyou Mountains, and it was important to get that copper down to Medford to ship to Tacoma. And the county decided to build a bridge to circumvent this Dead Horse Hill. They actually built two twin covered bridges, and only one survives. That's the McKee Bridge. It's tied for the oldest surviving covered bridge in Oregon, and we're the highest off the water and the longest. So it's not only beautiful, it's spectacular, and it's important.
Okay, so it's the highest off the water. How high is it?
42 feet. Well, of course, there used to be floods before we had Applegate Dam, and then it wasn't high enough off the water. The way and the importance of the Historical Society is we are the successors of 61 years of community commitment to keep this bridge open and safe for the public. Starting back from the December Christmas floods, which impacted so much of Oregon in 1964, the flood and all of the big trees that were washed down severely damaged the bridge, and a committee started, the community started to provide the funding to repair the bridge. In 1985, Jackson County decided it would no longer budget to maintain the bridge. The roads engineer said, "Let her fall of her own weight in a strong breeze." But wow. Our local community said, no, we're not going to let that happen, and formed a committee that worked under the auspices of the county commissioners until 1999, when they reincorporated as a nonprofit, and that's the entity that continues today to perform and fund the required maintenance and inspections so that we can continue to enjoy this historical treasure.
So no more dead horses trying to cross the river.
Well, no, we haven't seen those horses for some time.
And the bridge connects what to what?
It connects two county roads. Upper Applegate Road continues past Applegate Lake and into California. And that the east side road I mentioned, the one that was such challenging engineering across the cliff, that's all still an open public roadway. So when visitors come to McKee Bridge, they should feel free not only to enjoy the bridge, but walk through, and you can take a wonderful hike on that east side road stretch. It's all public property.
Okay, so this bridge is still operable?
It's for pedestrians only. In 1956, the county built a new, we call it the modern, but my goodness, it's awfully old now, another bridge about a mile upstream, which is your traditional, not very pretty concrete bridge. And once that was available for vehicular travel, they converted McKee Bridge to pedestrian only. It was only one lane road. And, you know, by the 1950s, a car or truck could barely pass through it. Actually, sometimes two would try going from both ends, and we had a nose-to-nose collision on the bridge once in 1944.
Oh, okay. So no more dead horses, but some folks with probably inoperable vehicles.
That was a problem.
So how long have you been president of the McKee Bridge Historical Society, and why?
Oh, well, you know, most people have that story about that they invited me to attend a meeting and you walk out as president. Mine's almost like that. I'm going into my seventh year, and I've lived in the Upper Applegate Valley only for 8 years, so I've kind of dove in, but there is such spectacular history and resources there, many of which were collected and preserved by our founder, Evelyn McKee Byrne. Williams. She's a descendant of the 1853 McKee immigrants to Jackson County. She is 99 years old, still lives on her own, and she'll be there on Saturday, December 13th, celebrating with us on Christmas on a Covered Bridge.
Living history for sure.
Absolutely.
Weren't you out somewhere living on a sailboat for a while?
Oh, yeah. I did. I was able to travel extensively around the world on a sailboat for 17 years.
Okay, and you ended up in the Applegate Valley?
Sure. Isn't that the plan for everyone?
Well, I don't know. Laura, how did you end up with the Historical Society?
Hi. Well, I moved into the Applegate in 2020 and met Laura right away. And we're neighbors and friends. And she obviously dragged me into a meeting and said, won't you like to join the McKee Bridge Historical Society? And, of course, I did. And I have been vice president there now since 23. And I really love it. The bridge is such a galvanizing force for the community. People come to see it from all over, but the locals who live there want to make sure that it keeps standing. So there, most of the people who live near or even far from the bridge have joined to become members. And this fundraiser, that the Christmas on a Covered Bridge, is our largest fundraiser of the year. And we really need the funds to cover the expenses of the inspections. And also, if we have extra, we have a scholarship program.
Well, we're going to get into that in just a minute, but I want to find out more about you. Where'd you come from, and what brought you here?
Well, my husband and I were in Truckee, California, and we retired right around the time of the big pandemic. And decided to move away from Truckee and the snow. And we've started looking in Oregon mostly because of better weather. And when we saw the Applegate Valley, we just fell in love with it. And we've moved there and fixed up an old house and have really enjoyed being there.
My guests are Laura Ahern, president of the McKee Bridge Historical Society, and vice president Valerie Vilbig. They're the organizers of the 7th annual Christmas on a Bridge celebration on December 13th. Okay, so Laura, tell me about this celebration.
Valerie.
Valerie, tell me about this celebration.
Well, we have got a few things planned this year. It's our 7th year, and every year it just gets better and better. We've had, we have Santa Claus, for one thing, and the kids love that. He'll be there from noon to 5 with his wife. We have a bake sale, and our neighbors and friends make unbelievably delicious, beautiful homemade treats, cookies, pies, cakes, fudge, buttered popcorn, etc.
There'll be lots to eat.
Lots of food. And then we have another such a talented group who create ornaments and homemade crafts that you'll love to have on your tree. We have wreaths and centerpieces for sale. We'll have free hot beverages for all attendees. And we have a very popular painted rock hunt.
And a painted rock
painted
hunt?
Rock hunt. So we've painted 200 rocks this year. They'll be hidden throughout the park, and the kids love to find them. And we have prizes for some of those. We're all of them.
Oh, it's
all
kind
of the finders.
It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, sort of, yeah. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure how it would fit, but last year we did it for the first time, and it was so popular. People just loved it. And the kids, you can take the rock home and get your little souvenir.
About how many people you anticipate?
Last year we had over 500, about. And I'm hoping we can increase that number this year.
500 people on that bridge?
Not at once, all through the day. Maybe 100 an hour.
So, Laura, tell me, how long does it take to prepare? And what goes into this process of producing this kind of event?
Truthfully, it takes more than a year because we're already preparing for next year's Christmas on a Covered Bridge. We have, 46 some volunteers that get involved on the day and far in advance. And Val's described all of the making and baking that goes on. So each one of those members has been making their plans and doing their shopping. They're out there probably baking right now. I think we tried to estimate the total volunteer hours that go in. It's at least 2,500 to make this event what it's become.
So there's a lot of effort by a lot of people.
Who really love the bridge and who love to be part of the community spirit of keeping that bridge standing. Yes.
So talk to me about maintaining that bridge. I know it takes more than volunteer hours. It takes money.
Yeah.
It does. We work, the bridge is owned by Jackson County, and we work in conjunction with the roads department to keep an eye on it, to do small-scale repairs as they're required. Generally, if the roads department can provide labor within their normal schedule and if they have some materials on hand, we work that out. But otherwise, our historical society would pay, for example, for special lumber and so on. The big ticket item is we're required every 6 years to have a structural engineering inspection. And so next year we will be going into that process with Jackson County to develop the request for proposals and get bids, identify the contractor. The last time we did this 5 years ago, it cost $12,000. And we are expecting it to cost considerably more this time. So as Val mentioned, we are hoping to have a very successful event, not only so that we cover that expense, but also our scholarship program. And I'd like to tell your members that the scholarship is open to all graduating high school seniors and their homeschool equivalents in Josephine and Jackson counties. There are two prerequisites: that the student have some significant tie to the Applegate Valley, and they plan to pursue education in a field that's relevant to our society's mission. That's pretty broad. It could be nonprofit management, engineering, history, of course. Our deadline to apply is February 1, and those who would like more information can email mckeebridge1917@gmail.com.
Okay, mckeebridge1917@gmail.com. And I'm assuming 1917 is the year the bridge was built.
That's right, 1917.
Okay, so no more dead horses after 1917. All right, so what do you want people to take away from the Christmas celebration?
Lots of gifts. we will have caroling as well, and we have a spirit there that just can't be replicated in the mall. You've just got a wonderful natural setting. Mm-hmm. You've got neighbors and friends who care about giving you a wonderful experience and having a good time themselves. And I think that that's just not something you're going to find in the retail space. It's just volunteers coming together and making a difference in our community.
So how do people get to this bridge?
Well, you probably can find Jacksonville. Stay on Highway 238 to the little hamlet called Rouche. Turn left or south. I'm talking about coming from Medford now. If you're from Grants Pass, get yourself to Rouche. Turn south on Upper Applegate Road and go 9 miles. The bridge, we have lots of big signage. The bridge will be on your left-hand side. I will note, if it looks like parking is tight, you can continue over to that new bridge I told you about, turn left on that east side road, and there's parking available there too. And it's actually quite a nice rural walk to come in on the back side of the bridge. So everybody should be able to find a nice parking spot and take your time looking over the gifts and the baked goods and find yourself a painted rock.
And what's the closest town or city?
Well, it would be Jacksonville. Unless you want to call Rouche a city. It's not really much of a city, but it's a little town with a restaurant and shops. Okay. It's pretty far out there, but it's worth the drive.
All right. And so the McKee Bridge Historical Society is the organizer of this entire event.
Correct. Right? And our website is mckeebridge.org.
McKeeBridge.org. So if you're looking for any more information, McKeeBridge.org. That's all the time we have. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My guests were Laura Ahern, president of the McKeeBridge Historical Society, and Vice President Valerie Vilbig. They're the organizers of the 7th Annual Christmas on a Bridge celebration on December 13th. You can find links to more information on our website. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.